Continues the Gemara, Daf Kuf Mem Dalad Omid Beis, 6 lines from the bottom. Omer Rav Yudo Mashmuel Soichet Odom Eshkoil Shela Novim Letechak Deira. A person is allowed to squeeze a cluster of grapes into a kedera. A kedera is a pot with food inside. The reason why you're allowed to squeeze it into a pot with food, because liquid that comes out of oichel, that goes into oichel, into a pot of food, we look at the liquid as oichel. And oichel, mitach oichel, is not considered that you're dash, that you're mefarik. But you cannot squeeze this cluster of grapes into a ka'ora, into a bowl, because a bowl is not where you have a kedera, where you have something inside, a food item. And even if you have a food item inside, punkt, but lemaisa ka'ora is meant for drinking. So if you're going to allow this, then people will squeeze into a kara without any food. So the difference between a kedera and a kara is kedera is always with food. Mashat's oichel mitoich oichel. Mashenke in a kara is usually not with food, so it's mashka. Omer Rav Chizda midiv Rabbeinu Nilmad, we learn from the words of Rabbeinu, meaning from Shmuel, choylev odom eiz letoich hakedera, a person can milk an eiz, a goat, into a kedera, into a dish with food inside. But not into a bowl. Into a bowl would be considered like you are seichet. Zog Rashi. You're doing it in order to misaken the tafshil. The mucha milsa the lav la mashka boi. It's muchach. It's clearly implied that you're not doing it for mashka because you have food inside. So you're being misaken the oichel. The mucha milsa the lav la mashka boi le. Elo la oichel. It's meant for the food. This is not the derech of pyrik of being dash. So man, it's like you're extruding oichel me oichel. Why can't you do it into a ka'ora? Zogt Rashi, the zimnin de la mashka koi. Sometimes, most of the times, usually, a ka'ora is meant for mashka. Even though people don't drink directly from a ka'ora, loy mucha milsa ve'ike iser. It's not muchach milsa that what you're doing is loichel. So even though people don't usually drink directly from the korah, but you need mucha milsa that it's loichel in order that mashka abomi oichel should be called oichel. It's only called oichel when it's mucha milsa that it's loichel. So in a kedera, it's mucha milsa zakdrashi, that it's not la mashka, but rather loichel. Mashing in a korah, it's not mucha milsa that's loichel, and that's why it's isa. That's why it's taka osa. It's considered mashka, it's considered yeseichet. That's what the Meiri says. The Meiri learns up later on in Kuf Mem Hei, and he says, Behedya, that we're talking about even in the Ka'ara that has food inside. But since it's not the Derech that there's food in there, so you don't have this Mucha Milsa that it's not Lamashka. You need a Mucha Milsa that's not Lamashka. And you don't have that by a Ka'ara. Even if there's food inside. But it's no Mucha Milsa that's not Lamashka. Other Rishonim argue. Other Rishonim say that the differentiate posture between if it's le'oichel, if it's in food, then it's oile muta. Doesn't make difference if it's kedera kara. And if it's without oichel, then it's always osa. Sine kedera, sine kara. The Meiri is gufa mechalik that even in the kara with oichel, it's still going to be osa. La'aloch and simen shinchof, we are soimich me'ikir adin, that anytime you put it into a food item, so then it's not considered your soichet. And the armachmirin, like we'll see later on in Tosis and Kuf Mem Hei, in Shitas Ben Chananel, that Tosis brings, that the halach is not like this Shmuel, that soichet odom eshkol shanonom techa kdera. And the halach is not like that, so every side is a tzad to be machmir, even though you're putting in a food item. The lashon of Mishabru over there is hamachmir tova lo brachim. Meaning, ikra din, anytime in oichel, it's called mashka bomi oichel, mashka bala oichel is called oichel. But hamachmir tova lo brachim, if you are machmir, even to put it into food, we'll see soon, Rabbeinu Chananel, what's the reason? So again, the Gemara starts off and says, Omer Avido Mashmul, Soichet Odom Eshkol Shela Novim Letecha Kedera. You're allowed to take this cluster and squeeze it into a kedera with food. Avaloi Letecha Ka'ora in a bowl. Omer Av Chizde, from the words of Shmuel, we can deduce, Midiv Rabbeinu Nilmad, that Choylev Odom Eiz Letecha Kedera, you can milk an Eiz into a kedera, Avaloi Letecha Ka'ora. Zog Demora Alma Kosovar Mashka Bola Oichel, Oichelu, we see that mashka that's coming for food is called oichel. So mel, it's not called dash. It's not considered yisoichet. It's like you're being mafrid oichel mitoch oichel. Shteten Rivosh, your big yisoid, and he says that which we're saying that mashka habola oichel is called oichel, that's only if you don't have a majority of mashka. If you have a kamus gedoyla, he says, if you have a vast amount of mashka, so then even though you're doing it on top of oichel, then it's vital considered that it's being soichet mashka from the food item. It's only considered oichel if it's a minority of mashka into the oichel. But if it's flooded with mashka, then obviously then that's not considered oichel anymore. Then it's called mashka. It's a vast amount. It's not misarv with the oichel. So if a majority of is the Prima Gadim says, if a majority of it is nivla, majority of it is absorbed into the food, so then it's muta, even though you have a minority that's not absorbed. So you don't have to have every droplet of the liquid being absorbed into the fish, into the food item. But if you have a majority absorbed and a minority not, so that's vita considered maskabal oichel is oichel. But if you have a majority that's not absorbed and it's flooded, so then it would not be considered oichel, then it would be considered mashka, and it would be considered schita. Zog du mal weiter. So we're saying that mashka bol oichel is called oichel. Mosiv romi bar chome, zov shechoyle b'se'ez. If you have a zov, where zov is a tumas hesed, that means anything that moves because of his interference. He moves something, and because of that, something else gets moved. So that's considered it's metame. So a zov is choyle b'se'ez. The zov is milking the goat. Hacholov tomei. The cholov becomes tomei. Now, vi amid mashka balo. Now we're not differentiating how he's choyle of the eiz. We're assuming that he's choyle of the eiz in a keora and in a kedera, either or. So it says clearly, even if he's choyle into a kedera with food inside, so it's considered oichel. Mashka balo oichel is called oichel. And yet it says that he's metame the milk. If you say mashka bala oichlin is called oichel, so how is this milk is kasher? But my is kasher. How is it is kasher? If it's oichel, oichel has to have a hechsher. It's only huchshel lekabel tuma if it's wet. Well, over here, if it's called a shame oichel on it, how is it is kasher lekabel tuma? And to the Gemara, kedom Rabbi Yechanan. We're talking about in order to have the flow come out better, so there's a tipa of milk that he places on the dad. So that tipa amluchleches bedad that he's placing there is a shem mashka, because that is not what is meant to go into the oichel. That is the mashka that's going to be machshe the oichel. Le'olam mashka bal oichel is called oichel. And the reason why it's metame the milk, because he's mased on the milk, it's huchshe because of the tipa muluchleches apiyadad. And that's why, even if it's a shem oichel, maska bal oichel is called oichel. But it's huchshe lekabatuma because that tipa. Frek di gemara mosiv ravina, tome meis, shesochat zesim vanovim. If you have a tome meis, now a tome meis is metame bemaga. He's not metame behesed like a zov. So a tome meis that was sochat zeis manovim, he squeezed olives and grapes. Zog the gemara kuf mem helmet olive kebeya mechuvenes. If the cluster of grapes was exactly the size of a beya, it was altogether a beya mechuven. So then tahar. So then the mashka is gonna be tar. Zog Rashi in the top of kuf mem hey kebeya mechuvenes tar. The reason why it's tahar is the meaning the mashka is tar, is Mishnah Maseches Tagas Mefash Behedya Uvach Liga Bemashka. Obviously, the Tomei Meis is not touching the mashka itself. Sheena Negei Ala Ba'oichel, all he's touching is only the grapes itself, the food. Bechev and the Kabei Mechuvenesi, since the oichel is exactly a beya, so l'chisochet tipa kamaisa, as soon as the first droplet comes out, chosel emik beya, it's lacking the sheer beya. The ain't oichel af bishu tomei metame amashka. The oichel itself is tomei, no matter what size it is, because the tomei is touching it. But the oichel cannot be metame mashka onwards, only if the oichel itself is a sheer beya. She ain't oichel metame achirin bepachas mikabeya. So that's why, if it's a beya mechuvenes, so the mashka is tar. Why? Because it's lacking the shear of a beya. Avlim in a geab a mashka, but if he's touching the mashka itself, it will lay mashka mitipa yishayna. Then it's about going to be tomei as soon as he touches the first drop. Sha mashka bekabatuma becholshu. You don't have to have a shear for the mashka bekabatuma. Just if oichel is mitama mashka, then the oichel has to have a shear beya. Vochanami toni bo behedya, yoisimikabeya. Meaning, if the Eshkol of Anovim is more than a Beya, so then the Mashka that's Yotze is Tomei. Why? Shekev and Shiotze Tipe Rishoino, as soon as the first droplet comes out, Nitme Bekebeya. It becomes Tomei because the Shir Oichel is a Beya, that's Metame it. The Tomei Meis, Davke Nokachene Metame Lehesed. We talk about the Tomei Meis, it's not Metame Behesed like a Zov. Vuadin the Tomei Sheretz, Vichol Tomei Maga, the Tomei Meis, the Revusa Nokat, the Avatuma. even though it's an avatuma, pshimritoni sefer aval zov shesechet zeis manovim, but a zov squeezes zeis manovim. Afilu gage yichidi tomei shkemet shiotze tipe rishona nit mamashka b'masa zov. A zov is metam beheset, so then it doesn't make a difference. As even if it's a gage yichidi, it's going to be tomei because the lemaisi is being mesit. It's called the masa zov. But a kaponim stating the brayse clearly that tomei meis. That was sochat zeis manoim kebei mechuvenes. If it's exactly a beya, so then tohar. So then the mashka that is tohar. Hoyoisim kebeya. But if it's the anovim are more than a beya, then tomei. Now we're saying again that we're assuming we're not differentiating between where he's squeezing the grapes into. Sayin a kedera, sayin a kora, sayin a pot which has food in there. That means mashka bala oichel is the same oichel. If any mashka that's going into food is considered a food item, so b'may is kasher. Before we had a similar kasher, we said that we're talking about cholov that's on meluch leches al piyadad, and that's going to be machshir the oichel. That enoch nami mashka b'lo oichel shem oichel. Over here, we're talking about the grapes that are bringing out the juice that you're squeezing out. So it's mashka b'lo oichel that's going into kedera. So how is this oichel huchshir lekabel tuma? Zogt die Gemara, wie ihr mit Maschka bei Leuchel Leuchelu, bei mir ist Kasche. How is it Huchsel Kabatuma? The juice that's coming out of the grapes, even if it's Yoyis Mikabeya, it's we said that it's Metama. It's Metama de Maschka. L'chayra, that Maschka is a shame Oichel because it's going into Kedera too. So it's Maschka bei Leuchel is Oichel. How is this Oichel Huchsel Kabatuma? Answer the Gemara, who moist lume faglo, besuchle, tech a kora. Was that the guy? Only specifically when you're circled in a kora, so it's not a din of mashkabola oichel oichelu. So it doesn't have to have a din of heksher. It doesn't have to have a din of heksher because it's not oichel. Zog the Gemara weiter, om reb yom ye ketanoi. Meaning, this that we're saying now, zog Rashi ketanoi, what's a machlokes tanoim? Mashkabola oichel, is it a shem oichel or is it a shem mashka? This is a machlokes tanoim. Zog the Gemara, where do we see it's a machlokes tanoim? Hamachlik ba'novim. If someone takes grapes and he smears it over kikoros lechem, instead of taking egg yolk to smear it and to glaze the breads, you take grape juice, grapes. You machlik ba'novim and you take the juice and you're smearing it on top of the breads. So loy huchshar. So Tanakama says that it's not huchshar. What does it mean it's not huchshar? Meaning the food is not huchshar. The kikoros. And the anovim, different gesoys of in Rashi, the kikoros and the anovim are not huchshel lekabatuma. Reb Yehuda Omer, because this is not really a shem mashka. It's a mashka ha'olich le'ibud. You're glazing it on in order to go into the oven and to burn up that liquid. So it's not a shem mashka. So it's not huchshar. Zog the Gemara, however, Reb Yehuda Omer, huchshar. Reb Yehuda says that the food, the kikor, the bread, or even the anovim are huchshel lekabatuma. Zog the Gemara, what's the yisoid of machlokes? My lab bokum lifigi. Must be the machlokes is that what? That ma'asov a tanakama holds maskabola oichel oichelu. Meaning, the maskabola oichel, this mask is going on top of the oichel, so it's not a shame mashka, so it can't be machshir the oichel, the kabotuma, because it's not a shame mashka. Ma'asov a, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that maskabola oichel lav oichelu. It's not a shame oichel. Meaning, it's a shame mashka. So if it's not a shem oichel, it's a shem mashka. So it's takem machshir. It's machshir to mekabel tuma. The kikos is mekabel tuma because huchshir mekabel tuma because it's a shem mashka. So the machloikas, if it's huchshir lai huchshir, is mashka bala oichel is the shem oichel or shem mashka. So we see clearly this is a machloikas tanoim. If mashka bala oichel is oichel or mashka, is a machloikas tanakam Reb Yehuda. Zog the Gemara, there's no raya. Omer HaPopper, the kuli alma mashka bala oichel, lav oichel. So the gears that we have over here, not like the riff, is that according to everyone, mashka bala oichel is not oichel, but rather it's mashka. So why is it not huchshel lekabel tuma? V'hocha, v'mashka bala ibut komifugi. The machloka says this mashka is going to waste. It's going to be burnt up in the fire when you're placing it on top of the loaves of bread. Ma'asova mashka hu, it's called a mashka even though it's huchshel ibut. U'ma'asova lav mashka hu. So the machloka's goofa is, L'chuli yalma mashka bala oichel is not oichel, it's a shem mashka. But if it's hoylich le'ibud, would it retain the shem mashka or not? Ma'asove is a mashka, so it's machshel kabatuma. U'ma'asove, it's not a mashka, because it's hoylich le'ibud. The other gears is the gears of the riff, which is brought down over here in the Agoy Sagro. That l'chuli yalma mashka bala oichel is yes called oichel. If it's called oichel, so obviously it's not machshel kabatuma. So what's the machlokes? The machloikas gufa is, when is mashka bala oichel oichel? That's only when it gives forth flavor into the oichel. It's coming to give tam into the oichel. But the other man doma holds that since it's hoilich le'ibud, it's being burnt up into the fire, this glazing of the kikovis is being burnt up in the fire, so then it's not being misak in the oichel, it's being burnt up, it's going le'ibud, so that type of mashka bala oichel is not called oichel, it's called mashka. So then it would be machshel le'kabatuma. So punkt faket, according to this gersa, because it's hoilich le'ibud, so mele it retains the same mashka, and it's not the regular din of oichel, so then it would be machshel le'kabatuma. The first gersa we said that look, kuli almitz, it's called mashka, it's lav oichel, but since it's hoilich le'ibud, so it would not be called mashka. Here we're saying that kuli almitz oichel, but since it's hoilich le'ibud, so it's not oichel, and it's mashka, and then it would be machshel le'kabatuma. Sok the gemara beplukte dahani tanoi, meaning this machloikis that we're saying, if mashka hoilich le'ibud is called the same mashka or not, is totally in the same machloikis we have in another machloikis tanoim. The tanya, ha-mefatzea bezeisim b'yodayim esuavois, if someone is in the middle of being mefatzea zeisim, meaning he's squeezing olives with hands that are tomei, in order, his hands are wet, and they're tomei, and he's squeezing the zeisim in order to make the zeisim softer, and the oil that's coming out is wetting the zeisim. So huchshar the zeisim huchshar lekabel tuma, because I want the zeisim to turn wet from the shemen that comes out, that adds flavor. I want that oil to come out. However, if you're doing it l'soif son b'melach, meaning you're only doing it in order, you're squeezing it in order to dip them into salt, meaning you want the salt to stick to the zeisim, so you got to make the zeisim a little softer. I don't want the oil to come out. So then lo huchshar. So then the zeisim not huchshar kabatuma because I don't want the shemen at all. Zak the gemara leida im higia zeisim limsik im lav. If let's say you want to know if the oil is ripened, if the zeisim are ripened enough that the oil is ready or not. So then the shemen is coming out of the ibud. You're only checking it out to see the what state the shemen is, how ripe it is. So it's be'etz a mashka that's hoilich le'ibud. So then the gemara says that loy huchshar over there, it's the ibud, so it's not huchshar. Reb Yehuda im huchshar. So we see a clear machloikas b'mashka hoilich le'ibud. Is it huchshar or not huchshar? Zok mo mala bokamifki. The machloikas is the ma'asova. Reb Yehuda holds mashka oimed le'ibud mashku. It's called a mashka, and that's why even in such a case when it's hoilich le'ibud, it's machshir zeisim u'ma'asova la mashku. And Tanakam holds that oil that's going le'ibud is not a shem mashka, so it can't be machshir zeisim. So we see the same machloikas that we have by kikores, where the anovim are glazing the breads. If it's hoilich le'ibud, if it's a shem mashka or not, is the machloikas over here, Rabbi Yudin Tanakama, legabe zeisim that you are squeezing to see if they are higiyaz manom limsek or not. So if the gemara, there's no raya. Omer Avunim Ben Avishua, hanitanoi, meaning the case of mefatzea bezeisim, that's daka b'mashka oimid li'ibud pligi. That's daka machlokes in mashka oilich li'ibud. Is it a shame mashka or not? And that would be the machlokes if it's machshir or not. V'hanach tanoi. But the earlier machlokes tanoim, that we had legabe glazing the loaves of bread with grape juice, over there, it's not a machlokes in mashka oilich li'ibud. Because over there, it's not oilich li'ibud. But rather, what is it? B'mashka ha'oimid le'tzachtzach oikul mifri. The machlokes gufa is that meaning that be'etzim we say mashka that's coming to be misakan oichel would be called mashka, but that's only when it's a teres mashka on it. But over here, you're not using the mashka for mashka. You're using it letzachtzacha. You're using it to glaze. So the question is, how do you look at this glaze? Do you say this glaze is a shem mashka or not a shem mashka? It's not a machloikas in mashka olich le'ibud, is it called a mashka or not? It's a machloikas if letzachtzachoi is a shem mashka or it's not a shem mashka. It's le'olam that mashka bola oichel is a shem mashka. But the question is this called the tikkun of the oichel? Is letzachtzachoi considered a mashka or is letzachtzachoi not considered a mashka? Zog dir mal weiter, Omer Rav Zera, Omer Rav Chia, Bar Ashi, Omer Rav. Soiche dodem eskos shalanovim letech akdera. You're allowed to squeeze a cluster of grapes into a kdera which has food in there. Why? Because mashka bala oichel is called oichel, so it's not called mefarik. Avaloy letech akora, but you cannot do it into a bowl. And we said before, there was a tzad, even if there's food inside. Weiter, Zog dir Braisa, dag letziroi afilo letech akora. Dag, if you have fish, in order to squeeze out the tzir, the tzir of the dag, which is the juice of the dag, but it's not a shame juice. So then it's called oichel, the fish yoch, so to speak. This innards of the fish, which might look like juice, then even in the techa ka'ora, it's called oichel, and that would be mutter to squeeze. That's not called soicher at all. So this memory was in the name of Rav. Omer Rav Zeira, Omer Rav Chiya, Ba'ashi, Omer Rav, that Yeladu squeezed the tzir of a fish even into a ka'ora. Zog di Gemara, Yosef Rav Dimi v'komen lo shmaitza, he said over this memory that dag letzir is mutter. Omer le'abayi le'Rav Dimi, Atud mishmeid Rav Masnisun. You said it's in the name of Rav, so v'loi kashelchu. So there's nothing to ask on that. It's very good. However, anon mishmeid Shmuel Masnisun le, we learned this in the name of Shmuel, that dag letzir is mutter even in the ka'ora, v'kashelon and have a kash on that. Why? How could Shmuel say that dag is mutter to squeeze even in a korah? But itmar, we learned kvoshim. Kvoshim means yurokas, vegetables that were pickled, that were sitting in vinegar or wine, shesochton, and now you squeeze those vegetables that were pickled. Omerav legufon, meaning if you squeeze it, not because you want the water, not because you want the liquid, you don't want to eat the kvashim, but you just want to remove some of the extra liquid, so mutter. So then you'll do it even on Shabbos, because then you're not squeezing for the liquid, so then it's mutter to do it, even in chatchila. Now, the Achronim discussed that ein chayav mitzat schita, it's not called schita, because they don't want the mashka, but why is it not a problem of beirur? I'm removing the psoilus from the oichel. I'm being misaken the oichel. I want to remove this extra liquid. So why would that not be called beirur? That's a different discussion. That's the gabed achorim down the gabed din beirur. But Ma'adik Mar is discussing the gabed din soichet. So dag letziroi, we said is mutal lekara and kvoshim. So Rav Taka says that legufon it's muta. Yedalu lechatchila lemei meyen. If you want the liquid, meaning I want the liquid of these kvoshim, so then you're potter. You're potter from mechatos, because it's not really called mefarik. It's not embedded. It's not really part and parcel of the vegetables. It's not really part of it. It's only because it was pickled in there. Avalosa, it's potter avalosa. The reason why it's also mid rabbanon because you might come to be sechet zeis manovim. Ushlokos, Rav is mechalik and he says shlokos. If you have vegetables that were cooked vegetables, so over there bein legufan bein lememein it's mutter. Even not just legufan it's mutter, but even lememein it's mutter, because by shlokos, by cooked vegetables, when you squeeze lememein, ultimately some of the vegetables are going to come out too. It's not just the juice. So if it's vegetables come out, so it's oichel mitach oichel. So there's no problem of schita. It's considered like oichel mitach oichel because the vegetables itself come out with the liquid. That you only say by shlokas, but by kvoshim, so over there it was only soaked in pickled in wine. So over there, the you don't have the etzim vegetable coming out. Now, even though usually we say kovish ka mevushal, but we're not saying over here like gabi the din of schita that it's mevushal. By mevushalim, by shlokos, so it's mutter to be seichet, because the etzim vegetable comes out, not just the juice. So kovish, even though kovish ka mevushal, but it's not a din mevushal like gabi the din of schita, so that avada would be also a gzeri that we're saying, otu zeisim anovim. So again, so that's shita's Rav. Rav holds as follows. Kvoshim shesochton. So Rav says legufon it's mutter, lememein it's pot avalosa. Shlokois it's bein legufon bein lememein it's mutter. Shmuel Omar echot kvoshim echot shlokois. It doesn't make a difference if it's pickled. It doesn't make a difference if it's cooked. Legufon is mutter when you need the vegetables itself and not the juice. You just want to remove it, then it's mutter. Lememein pot avalosa. So now we're asking the following kasha: if before his memory legabi the dag and tzir, that you're allowed to be moitzi the tzir from the dag even in the korah, was alibi de Shmuel, that means mutter lechatchila to take the tzir from the dag. So why over here do we say pot aval osa by shlokas when it's lememeyen? Why do we say lememeyen? We say that it's pot aval osa lechoy the schita of the dag letziroi is like schita of the juice from the shlokas. So why by shlokas do we say that's pot aval osa? Shmuel says pot aval osa, and by dag letziroi, he says mutal chatchila. So it's schwer if you say that the previous statement is alibi de Shmuel. If it's alibi de Rav, it's not schwer, because Rav Taka says that shlokas lememein is mutter. Masha'enke nekong to Shmuel, he says it's always pot avalosa. So why is it different than dag letzir? Zokti gemara, omalei, indeed, this is not alibi de Shmuel. Ho elokim, meaning I'm loshen shvua, ein ay rov eloizor, meaning I saying this memra clearly that I saw in my own eyes. Doesn't mean literally, because he's saying it b'shem other amaloyim, that he heard this mipume de Rabbi Yirmiyah Yishmieli v'Rabbi Yirmiyah mi'Rab Zeira v'Rab Zeira mi'Rab Chiya Bar Ashi v'Rab Chiya Bar Ashi mi'Rav. So he heard this in the name of Rav, not me directly, but I'm saying a lashon shvua that ein arov loizar, that is all this din of dag letzir is in the name of Rav. So then you can ask a kasha. It's not a kasha Shmuel out of Shmuel. Shmuel taka holds shlokish lememein is potav alosar, and dag letzir is taka that's according to Rav. That's not according to Shmuel, and that's taka mutal lechatchila. Dag letzir is called oichel, and that's mutal lechatchila even letechakara. Mash enkein Shmuel would taka hold that dag letzir would not be muta, and that's where he taka holds that shlokish lememein is taka potav alosar. Now Rashi says in the din of kfoshim that legufoi. It's mutter, Zagrashi, im lechol akvoshim, if you want to eat the pickled vegetables, so sechtimi mashka tzofalein, you're just removing the liquid that's floating on top, vahanivla bohen mutter lechatchila. Why? The loy mefarik, it's not called mefarik. Hoyo v'lav lemashku tzorich. I don't need the liquid, so mele the pshat is, since I don't need the liquid, I'm coming to be misakin the kvoshim, so then there's not a shame mashka on this mashka bichlal. So it's not considered dash. It's like being mafrid oichel mi oichel. It doesn't have a shame mashka bichlal, because I don't need the mashka. That's a taste in ksubis that Vav learns. It doesn't have a shame mashka. Another tzat taste wants to bring that it's a psikreish lo nichalei. According to the oich, psikreish lo nichalei is mutter, so that's why it's mutter to squeeze it legufon. It's a psikreishet lo nichalei, according to Oruch, is mutter, because I don't need the mashka, I'm doing it only legufon. Now, when it comes to squeezing clothing, articles of clothing that are wet, so if my intent is in order to dry the clothing, so l'chore, it's not l'meimeyen, so l'chore, according to this, by kvoshim, we're saying it's mutter l'chatchila by legufon. The difference is that over here, it's still osim idrabonon, shtei demogen avrom. Why? Because over here, it's the derech by even the gufon to do this, to squeeze it out. Lafuki by kvoshim. Kvoshim, it's not the derech to do so. So, by begodim, it could even be an issa derais if it's melabein. But even if it's not melabein, als mefarik, it can be even osim midrabonon, because it's different than kvoshim, and that's the derech, even though you're doing it to dry, you're not doing it for the liquid. Dr. Morgan Avraham, we be osim midrabonon. Now, kvoshim and shlokas, the Kong Teshmul, we're saying that lememeyen, it's potav al osa. Zokden Nishmas Odom, he explains that the reason why it's potal av osa is because it doesn't have a shem mashka. Meaning, even though once upon a time it was a shem mashka, before you cooked it, there was a shem mashka, before it was nivla inside the vegetables, but that now is poka. The shem mashka is poka, and it became oichel. Mashenken by begodim, Zokden Nishmas Odom, by begodim, over there, the mashka that's blua is still has retained the shem mashka. It's not this battle to the oichel that it's mafkir shem mashka. By oichel you can say it's mafkir shem mashka. It becomes chelik of the oichel. Mashenka by begodim, it's never mafkir shem mashka. It mashka mabluim, it retains the shem mashka. So mele by begodim, itaka will be considered that yitaka will be also midrabonon to be soichet. Now even though we're saying now by shlokos, it loses the shem mashka and becomes a chelik of the oichel, it's still, that's why it's potter, but it's still osa. The reason why it's osa because at the end of the day, it's the derech to be soichet it. Like tutim rimoinim, it's osa mid rabbonim because that's the derech. That's how the Nishmas Odom explains the yisoid in this potter of osa. Zok the Gemara weiter gufo. Kvoshim shesochton. We have a three of machloikis. Omarav le gufon mutter le memein is potter of osa. Ushlokois, Rav holds, bein le gufon bein le memein is mutter. Because over there, even the Meimeyen, some of the vegetable comes out. Ushmuel loma echadzeh, doesn't make a difference. Sai kvoshim and sai shlokos. Legufen is always mutter. Lememein is always potav alosa. V'Reb Yochanan omar, our third shita, echad kvoshim, echad shlokos. Legufen mutter. Lememein chayev chatos. The shita of Reb Yochanan is that lememein yechayev chatos. Frag the Marakashim, Meisvei, Soichdin Kvoshim B'Shabbos, L'Tzorich HaShabbos. You'll have to be Soichet Kvoshim pickled vegetables, L'Tzorich Shabbos. Avaloi, L'Motzah Shabbos. You'll have to do it for Motzah Shabbos. V'Zeisim V'Anovim, when you have olives and grapes, Lo Yischoit. V'im Sochat Chayiv Chatos. Now the price over here is not mechalik at all between L'Gufon or L'Memeyen. And mashma, then in any instance, the Reisha says, Soichdin Kvoshim B'Shabbos, L'Tzorich HaShabbos. Sai L'Gufon, Sai L'Memeyen. Is mutter lechatchila. Bein legufon, bein lememein, you'll have to be soichet kvoshim. Now, frag the Gemara, this is kash on everyone. Why? Zog the Gemara, kash le Rav, kash le Shmuel,
Kasha Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rav, he said clearly that kvoshim are lemeimein is part of a losa. According to Shmuel, he said that kvoshim and shlokas is part of a losa. But kabbalim and kvoshim, they both say that lemeimein is part of a losa. And it's also kapparim. Here it says the mutter. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's even more shver. Rabbi Yochanan says that yechai v'chatos when it's a memein. Well, this brisa says soichtin kvoshim b'shabbat tzeicha shabbos, that it's mutter lememein l'chatchila. So it's kasha l'rav, kasha l'shmul, kasha Rabbi Yochanan. And for the Gemara, each one's going to answer the tamei. Rav metatz tamei, u'shmul metatz tamei, Rabbi Yochanan metatz tamei. Rav metatz tamei as follows: Soichtin kvoshim b'shabbat tzeicha shabbos. You're allowed to be soichet kvoshim b'shabbat tzeicha shabbos. Avaloi lemotze shabbos. It's also motze shabbos. But medvom amum. What is that talking about? That it's mutter. That's only legufon. Meaning, if you want to eat the kvoshim, and you just want to rid yourself of the juice that's on top of it. Avol lememein. But if you do eat lememein, it's taka pot avalosa. U'shlokois bein legufon bein lememein is mutter because he's not mechalik between memein and gufon. By shlokas, it's always vegetables that come out, so it's mutter. V'zeisim v'anovim lo yischot v'imsoch mechayiv chatos. That's the rabbi answers. U'shmul metatz tamei. Shmul's gonna answer. He's also that what soichtin kvoshim b'shabbos l'tzeicha shabbos. Kvoshim allowed to be squeezed l'tzeicha shabbos. V'uadin shlokas. Both of them are mutter when it's wet, when it's the gufon. But medvam amurim when it's the gufon. Avol memein by both of them, it's takapot avolosa. V'zeisim v'anovim lo yischot v'imsoch mechayiv chatos. That's what Shmuel would answer. V'Rabbi Yochanan metatz tamei. He learns the brayse as follows: Soichtin kvoshim l'tzeicha shabbos. You're allowed to be soichet kvoshim l'tzeicha shabbos. Avoloi l'motze shabbos. Echot kvoshim echot shlokos are mutter when v'medvam amurim legufon. Only when it's the gufon. Avol memein lo yischot v'imsochat. Zok to b'yechnon. It's nas the kamisha zochet zeisim v'anovim chayiv chatos. It's like squeezing zeisim v'anovim and yechayiv chatos. So each one answers.
Now the Prima Godim explains the Chiddush in Rabbi Yochanan is that Yechayev on Schita, even on a mashka that's not naturally grown over here, it's not etzim coming from the vegetable, it's cooked in juice, it's cooked in water, you're cooking vegetables or you're pickling vegetables, the Chiddush is Lafuki Rav and Shmuel that Yechayev Chatos, even though it's not naturally part of this vegetable, that's good for the Chiddush in Rabbi Yochanan, as is the Prima Godim. Another pshat he wants to say is that the maskana of the Gemara is going to say in the bottom of the Omid that midaraisi only chayiv and drisa zeisim anovim. So he holds, Rabbi Yochanan holds that yechayiv midaraisi even if it's not zeisim anovim. The Bialocha says different. The Bialocha explains that the reason why according to Rabbi Yochanan yechayiv chatos is the chiddush is that which is balua inside these vegetables is it had a shem mashka beforehand. Since it had a shem mashka beforehand, that shem mashka is not poka, so mele it's taka, a shem mashka that you're being soichet from this oichel. Even if it's a foreign subject, and it's not part of the vegetable, but it had a shem mashka, and that shem mashka remains, so mele you'll be taking out mashka from oichel. And that's yechai v'chatos. Now Tosis points out over here, the shita is a b'yoichanon, that yechai v'chatos, zok Tosis, uvedag letziroi namo yu mechai v'b'yoichan chatos, techakoro. Rabbi Yochanan be mechai v'chatos, even by dag letzir. Because dag letzir, you're medamet to shlokos in the whole sugya. We ask the cash from Shmuel out of Shmuel. That's what Tosis wants to say. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even dag letzir, yechai v'chatos. Then Tosis brings the sheet of the rach that we brought in the beginning of the sugya. Upirish rach, the halachic Rabbi Yochanan. The halach is like Rabbi Yochanan, that means yechai v'chatos, even if you do it, lememeyen. The kaimelon kavose legabi Rav Shmuel v'shamim mimilse the Rabbi Yochanan she'osu lischoit kvoshim mishlokas lememeyen v'imsochat chayiv chatos v'loy hifrish beschita ben kdeira lekora. Here we find the sheet of it. No, we don't differentiate between if it's going into oichel or it's not going to oichel. It doesn't make a difference. Lememeyen is always going to be chayiv chatos even if it's going into a food item, and that's the sheet that the brought down halacha to be machmer even if you're squeezing into food item. We don't say mashka bala oichel is oichel. There's a sheet of Rabbi Yochanan that says mashka bala Oichel is chayiv chatos. So tovel abrocha zok the Mishnah Berurah because it is shita Rabbi Yochanan. Ela hakol also b'toch elu advarim isbara she'ein halacha like Shmuel v'like Rav she'om usechet onim eshkol shalanovim l'tech hakdega. The halacha would not be like this din of eshkol shalanovim l'tech hakdega if there's food inside. And that's the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. That's how the Rabbi Nachanala learns. V'yeshem abidin divrei Rav Shmuel b'yontif. There are those that are mechalek that there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. And the Achronim explained the difference between Shabbos and Yontif would be is because the whole Issa Disha is when you're taking mashka from Oichel. Lafuki when you take Oichel me Oichel. So on Yontif with a behemoth, Lamoshel, when you choylev Adam Eiz the Techak Dera, over there you bring Choyl of the Eiz. So on a Yontif, this animal is Choyl Shchita. So Mele, it's considered that it's Oichel that you're taking Mikora Oichel Vahashta Oichel. If you Techak Dera, the Kedera has food inside, so it was Oichel originally because the Behemoth is Choyl Shchita, so it's Oichel. And what you're taking out of the Techak Dera is also called Oichel, so it's Oichel Mi Oichel. Mashekin on Shabbos, where the Behemoth is not Choyl Shchita, so it's not considered that you took Oichel mi oichel. Fakir, you took choyl of Adam Eiz from to a kedera will be considered mefarik. You take oichel from psoilis because at the end of the day it's not royal achila. So mele it's oichel mi psoilis that would be considered an issa mefarik, and that would be the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Now this is negated by the case of choyl of Adam Eiz and techakdera. By sechad Adam eshkol shal anovim over there, the anovim are royal achila. So over there would also be called oichel mitach oichel. So the whole difference of Shabbos and Yontif would be Akaponim by Choyl of Adam Eiz Letechakdera, because an Eiz might not be Oichel only on Yontif and not on Shabbos. Yeah, on a Shabbos, it might be called Psoilis. But other Rishonim say not like that. Behedya, the Rashba says that even on Shabbos, it's called Oichel, because the Behemoth is Roy for Choyl Sheish B'Sakona. So it's right, it will be called, you're taking Oichel Mitach Oichel if it goes into a Kedera. But Akaponim, this is the Shita of the Rabbeinu Chananel that's brought down in Tos over here that says that the Halacha is like a B'Yechanon. Zog the Gemara, the last Gemara, Omar Rav Chiya ba Ashi Omar Rav, Dvar Torah, meaning Midoraisa, Einoi Chayev El Al Drisas Zeisim Vanovim Bilvad. Midoraisa, you're only Chayev on Drisas Zeisim Vanovim. You're only Chayev Chatos on Drisas Zeisim Vanovim. Because that's the Derech. The Derech is to squeeze olives and grapes. Any other fruits is not a Melocha Deraisa. V'chein Tonit V'eminasha. That Dvar Torah Einoi Chayev El Adrisa Zeisim Vanovim Bilvad. The next sugi is Vein Eid Mipi Eid Kosher. That's a new sugi. El Eidis Isha Bilvad. That's a sugi by itself. Zog Rashi Dvar Torah Kaloimar Osra Torah Melocha V'drichas Zeisim Vanovim Hudav Melocha. Avashah Drichos, the other drichas of other fruits, Lav Urchai Bahochi V'lav Melocha Ninu. So in the rice, it's only Zeisim Vanovim. Now Rabbi Yochanan Shita Gufu was that Yechai V'chatos even on other fruits. That's Gufu what he came Lafuke. But Kaponim, that is the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. But the Gemara's Maskona is Dvar Torah, only Zeisim Vanovim is the rice. So Lalocha in Simen Shin Chof Seif Zayin, we paskin that soichet kvoshim v'shlokers, and the purpose is only to misaken the oichel, meaning I'm removing the juice. I want to eat the vegetables, the cooked vegetables or the pickled vegetables to remove the extra juice. And I don't need the mashka, so that's mutal chatchila. And likewise, Dr. Mishabru over there, if you have oil that's on top of a food item and you want to get it out, so over there it's also mutter because you don't need the mashka, so that would be takamutta. If, however, you need the mashka, meaning you need the mashka that you're being soichet, so then it would be awesome with Rabbonon like Shmuel, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, it would be awesome with the Raisa. If you need the mashka, lemeimeyen, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Shmuel, it's potav el osa, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's awesome with the Raisa. By daglet tzir, so it depends. If you need the tzir, so then it's like kvashim shlokos. And if the tzir is a part and parcel of the fish, So then it's the goof of the dag. So then it's like sharpeh. Then it's considered that you're not bechlal taking out any liquid. Then it's the fish itself. If you search it into oichel, so then we had the meikir adin. It's taka muta, lekdeira it's muta, and the shitzah Rabbi Yochanan is the tovel of brocha that it doesn't make a difference. It's always going to be osir ben lekdeira ben lekara. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the omid kuf mem heomid aleph.